This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. It's 9:40. State Senator Ryan Fazio represents the 36th District, which would it's kind of Greenwich, New Canaan, that area down on the shore. And he recently was published in the New York Post. Power prices are going to rise, and shame, comma, they don't have to. So this on the heels of our EV discussion and our EV regulation bill getting pulled last week by Governor Lamont. Let's welcome to the program Ryan Fazio. Ryan, thanks for coming on.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So I read your article, and I mean, Connecticut already has, correct me if I'm wrong, Connecticut already has some of the highest energy rates in the country. Isn't that true with electricity?
Correct.
Yeah. And you think it's just going to get worse, not better, over the next 10 years?
It's almost certainly going to get worse. According to our regional regulator, ISO New England, the amount of demand for electricity in New England, and New England's kind of its own standalone grid, so it's not just Connecticut or Massachusetts. The demand for electricity is going to go up by 70%, and that was before four of the six New England states imposed a electric vehicle mandate starting in 2035. So there's still four states, even without Connecticut, who will impose that new mandate. According to Eversource, they think by 2050, the demand for electricity is going to go up by about 150%. So that's because of electric vehicles. It's because of electric heating and other new demand. Yeah. At the same time, the region has actually been retiring natural gas and nuclear plants, which are more reliable, more affordable legacy forms of electricity. And they're slated to add, in order to meet the demand, mostly wind power, some solar, some battery storage, but mostly wind power. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know we've been focused on the EV mandate in Connecticut, and rightfully so. But at the same time, all that new supply that we've been expecting has actually been getting much more expensive and has been declining in quantity. So you're seeing, Avangrid, for instance, pull out of its power purchase agreement with Connecticut for 700 or for whatever, 400 megawatts of offshore wind, mm-hmm. which in hopes of rebidding it at maybe twice the price. So you're staring down the barrel of much higher prices for the new power that comes online. And by the way, it might not come online in the quantities that we expect. And by the way, that power only runs about 40% of the time when the wind blows.
Yeah.
And so you're going to need to figure out the intermittency problem too. So there are ways, I think, around these problems, but we're going to need to act sooner than later, and we're going to be needing to act in a very deliberate manner.
Well, you know, we all share this. I mean, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care if you're conservative, moderate, liberal, progressive. I don't care. Everybody wants clean air and clean water. That's not a debate. It's not a question.
Yep.
And check the EPA right now. The EPA will say that water and air in the United States is as clean as it's been in, I don't know, 50 years, 60 years. So we're making some progress there. And I don't want to get off on the EV thing because that's a whole nother issue. But the fact of the matter is, I remember probably 6 years ago, watching a piece on CNN, and they were talking about the problems with the grid. Even then, the problems with the grid supply, we can't keep up with, we can't make enough, we can't handle demand, the grid's failing, it's aging. And there was, I think the co-founder of Greenpeace was one of the people they were interviewing, and they said, if we were really serious about climate change and we were really serious about reducing fossil fuel generation of electricity, we would get on the nuclear wagon, the nuclear mm-hmm. power bandwagon. And there was a time when nuclear was considered unsafe. I mean, sure, we've obviously had some major problems with nuclear, but the improvements over the last 20 years have been light years ahead of where we were. Why is there such pushback? And first of all, do you think nuclear power is a good idea? And why is there still such pushback against it?
If you want an electricity grid that works, that is somewhat affordable, and that is very low emissions, there really is no other alternative or foreseeable alternative in the future than nuclear, as far as I see it, unless there are some vast technological changes to battery storage or other forms of energy generation. I don't see how you get to those energy goals of very low carbon, where the lights still turn on at all hours, and you're not totally breaking the bank. Yeah. The op-ed that I wrote for the New York Post actually entails fairer treatment in our regulatory codes at the state level for nuclear and hydro compared to wind, solar, and other forms of quote-unquote clean energy. Under the renewable portfolio standards in 36 states, which are effectively mandates that you purchase certain forms of electricity, nuclear and most hydroelectricity are excluded, even though they're zero carbon and they're far more reliable and in most cases more affordable than wind or solar. So actually what we managed to do in a bipartisan manner, and I know it doesn't get total headlines in Connecticut, is that we are adding new nuclear, so any new nuclear power that's developed, and more forms of hydroelectricity to that renewable portfolio standard. So that was something I was very proud to pass with my colleagues this year. And I think that moves us in the right direction of treating nuclear and hydro on a more fair basis. I think we need every state in the country to do that full tilt, so that, say the five nuclear plants that were retired in the past 10 years in the Northeast, that will be known as a historic mistake. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen to other nuclear plants across mm-hmm. the country. That's a logical first step.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And I don't know where, I would say this anecdotally, far more about this than I do, but I've read several places, several times over the years, that the great concern is 2035, whatever, seems like an arbitrary number to me, 2035 beyond 2050, net zero. The problem with exhausted batteries, car, truck, whatever, is going to be a far bigger waste management problem than spent nuclear rods ever was. And where are we going to put these in space? What are we going to do with all these highly toxic spent nuclear batteries, car batteries?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, and just to put it in context, with the spent nuclear fuel, there's never been a single fatality in the United States from spent nuclear fuel or from nuclear energy. And on top of that, you could fit all the spent nuclear fuel in the United States, you know, from the beginning of time into a single small Walmart. You know, this is not a problem. I think that's why people are becoming more and more inclined towards that solution.
Sure.
But you're right. Reinventing our energy portfolio whole cloth. Mm-hmm. There's going to be environmental side effects with the mining, with the disposal of these new batteries, et cetera. Which isn't to say that I don't want to see more EVs on the road. I actually do. I think, you know, in many respects, it does make sense. But I don't want to force it on everyone. I don't want, the unintended consequences will be a mess. And that's why this mandate didn't make sense.
Well, I mean, I love the fact that we live in a country where people are free and have choice. If you want to buy an EV vehicle, buy one. If you want to drive one, drive one. I'm not against having them. I don't think it's a problem. I just think to upend our entire economic structure, destroy an entire industry, I don't see the value in that. I don't see the wisdom in that when, in some cases, people question whether or not, we won't get into that, but whether or not, you know, man is even the great cause of climate change. And, oh, by the way, if the United States did everything they possibly could to zero out fossil fuel tomorrow, China's not going to do it, India's not going to do it, Russia's not going to do it. And so the amount of impact that the United States alone would make would be inconsequential. So
yeah. I mean, listen, China puts up five giant coal plants in Pakistan that they, transmission into Western China, and that, that dwarfs, by themselves, the entire carbon emissions of New England. That's the fact, which isn't to say, we should always act in a way that makes our economy more affordable,
right,
and or our environment cleaner. And so that's what we'll continue to do irrespective of that. But if something makes our quality of life far worse while improving our environment, or makes our environment far worse while improving our economic quality of life, those are both unacceptable to me.
Right.
So we should act in both directions.
Sure.
And the EV mandate was not in that direction. But the reforms I talked about in the New York Post op-ed, the nuclear and hydro reforms to make those more affordable and viable, as I mentioned, I think that moves us in both directions, more environmental and more economical.
I agree. And I think hydro is good. I mean, last 4 or 5 years, I've been a huge proponent of hydrogen energy. The problem with that is we don't have the technology yet. It's just not ready for prime time. But I mean, hydrogen's the most abundant element in the universe, right? So I mean, we'll never run out. But again, fossil fuel is available. It's cheap. It's plentiful. And as long as, and we've got, I was with some energy people last year in Florida, and they made me, we were in Tampa, they made me look over the bay, and they said, you see that stack right there? Those stacks, those are power generators. Do you see any smoke coming out of them? No, because the scrubbing devices that they've developed to clean what goes out of the stack and into the atmosphere, excuse me, has become so advanced, we just about eliminate toxic waste going into the atmosphere, even from electric power plants. So, I'm not against electricity. I'm not against EV cars. I'm not against any of that. But I do think mandates are wrong for this, and I don't think they're wise. I don't think they solve the problem.
That's a great point. There's a lot of ways to skin the cat, and ultimately, technological development is going to solve this problem. There's no government mandates that will. Maybe there's things on the margin that government can do to improve it. But we're not going to regulate or legislate our way out of this problem. There's going to be some amazing technological improvements that will eventually improve these issues. And once those happen, we're going to need to do adoption very rapidly. Mm-hmm. And probably the what's going to happen to make that to achieve those ends is going to be the advanced nuclear technology, mm-hmm. small modular reactors or nuclear fission or something like that. So once that happens, we have to be ready to adopt.
So are you saying that the renewable portfolio standards, the RPS, you're saying we in Connecticut have already changed that? We've already updated it?
We updated it, yeah, this past year. That was legislation I proposed with Representative Buckby and our good friends, the Democratic chairs of the Energy Committee, Needleman and Steinberg. We passed in a bipartisan fashion in SB 7. So now new nuclear that's developed, that won't be in the next couple of years, but it'll eventually happen, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
And more forms of hydropower will be used to satisfy the Class 1 Renewable Portfolio Standard mandate. So it broadens the mandate and puts more types of clean fuel on an equal playing field. So we have closer to an all of the above strategy.
Well, I mean, that's a big move and largely unheard of. It's good.
Yeah, and we're the only second. We're only the second state in the country to include nuclear in that renewable portfolio standard.
Well, Ryan, why are we running that up the flagpole? Why aren't we getting that into the New York Times? I mean, that's a pretty big deal.
I tried to get it in the Journal. We got it in the Post, which is the fourth most circulated newspaper in the country. So, my goal in doing that was to inform other states. Policymakers, because I want to see this in all 36 states that have renewable portfolio standards, because that'll help our whole country.
Yeah, it will. Hey, last question. I don't want to get too deep in this, but were you surprised when Governor Lamont pulled the mandate regulation out of consideration?
No, because I heard that a couple of the Democrats on the Regulatory Review Committee were decided to oppose it. So. Mm-hmm. That was the premise, I think, there. It was downstream from the opposition of one or two Democrats on the committee, whose I think independence many of us appreciate.
Yeah, no, we knew two of them, and we applauded that. Do you think this is the Democrats that are still wholly committed to this following California? There's like 17 states suing federally EPA that we shouldn't have separate California standards, but that's a whole other issue. Do you think the Democrats that are still very committed to this, is this at all a campaign issue for next year?
I don't think people want a less reliable electricity grid that is verging on breaking, and I don't think people want a much higher cost of living of purchasing new vehicles. And I don't think people want their personal choices taken away by the state government. So I think it matters to people. And I think that that candidates who feel passionately about protecting people's personal freedom and quality of life should campaign on it.
Mm-hmm. And then we're out of time. We didn't even get into the grid. I mean, the grid's a whole nother issue that Eversource was very, very clear about. And nationally, the grid. To bring the grid up to the 21st century level, and even to meet current demand, is years away, and billions of dollars of investment to get the grid to where it needs to be now that it's not. So that's a whole nother discussion. Hey, Ryan, thanks for coming on. I know it was a short notice call. I really appreciate you responding. Congratulations on getting the RPS updated. And I look forward to we'll have to go to the first opening of the first new nuclear plant, wherever it is here in Connecticut. Thanks.
I'm looking forward to that. Thanks again for having me. Happy to come anytime.
All right. Thank you. Ryan Fazio, everybody. Represents 36th District on the Grand Jury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.